Blog Talk Radio.
Another Blog Talk radio show on the Hidden Truth Revealed. You are listening to Warriors and Whistleblowers. I am Luann Fleming, and your co-hosts tonight are Hillary Hoag and Kelly DeSalt. They are FACES advocates in Florida. Today is August 27, 2018, and our guest tonight is Chris Crowley, and he's running for state attorney for the 20th District of Florida. And we're going to be talking about Chris Crowley, and I think the ballot is opened right now to vote him in, you guys. So I'm going to be bringing on Hillary first. Let's bring her live, and then we'll go ahead and bring in Kelly also, and then we'll go ahead and bring on Chris after that. Hillary and Kelly, are you with me?
Yes, yes. And how are you?
Good, good, good. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're really so excited to have Chris on the show.
Yes, we have Chris coming on the show. I guess he's running for state attorney. Can you guys talk a little bit about that? We're going to bring him on real quick.
Kelly?
Yeah, basically he's running against Amara Dejani Fox, and 2017 state attorney Stephen Russell, who's really just dropped the ball over here in Collier. He decided he wasn't going to run anymore. He's come under a lot of scrutiny for his failures, and, you know, he's basically rubber stamping Amara Dejani Fox, and we're just going to get more of the same. You know, so I first, you know, found out Chris was running, and he was just my go-to guy. Like, I'd vote for him because I want change. But then as I started to know more about him, I realized, hey, he's actually a really great candidate. And, you know, he shares the same values as me. He got all really strong, the best scores you could get with the Christian values. You know, if it was a report card that he was handing in, it was an A. So that was, for me, so important. It was like God saying, help this man get in. So that's kind of where I stand tonight. Excited.
Well, we're going to go ahead and bring Chris on. And we just want to thank him for coming on at last minute. We're grateful to have him on the show. Chris Crowley, are you with us?
Yeah, great to be here.
Great, great. I'm going to let you two girls take the show, and oh my gosh, I'm going to be listening in, but go ahead, Kelly.
All right, I know, Chris, across Florida, things are just, you know, they're so heated in every district. I mean, the races are, you know, candidates are suing each other, filing ethics complaints, but I really think you top them all because you are the only candidate. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think you're the only candidate that's been thrown in jail because of your opponent, correct?
Yeah.
I think.
That's correct.
Yeah. So tell us about
Unfortunately,
that.
Yes. Chris Crowley, I'm running for state attorney, which is the prosecutor for the 5-county area of Southwest Florida. Lee, Henry, Charlotte, Glades County. I think I missed one there. Henry, Charlotte, Glades,
Collier.
Lee. Collier. Thank you. Thank you. It's been a long day. It's basically the southwest corner of Florida, Fort Myers, Naples area, LaBelle area, Punta Gorda. And I back in June, I showed up to a small fundraiser at a local restaurant, and two nice ladies were having a raffle, and a 50-50 raffle. And 7 days later, hold on one second. I had to get rid of another call. I gave the money back 7 days later, but my opponent had me arrested and thrown in jail for the 50-50 raffle.
Can I interject? How much money was it?
$670.
Which is absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and I gave it back to the two ladies who ran the raffle, and I said, I can't keep this. They gave it to three local dog shelters. They gave it to charity, dog rescue shelters. And 2 weeks later, the state attorney filed a criminal complaint with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. That's Steve Russell. His current chief deputy is Amira Dejani Fox, who I'm running against. And they had FDLE do an investigation. And then eventually I was thrown in jail for 4.5 hours. And we quickly resolved the case. I paid a fine, and the case will be dismissed in 3 months. It's called the diversion program. But actually, it's gained me votes because it was so corrupt. It just looked awful. You don't have your political opponents thrown in jail. I mean, we have
right.
huge problems with we had a drug gang where major drug racketeering trial where the four ringleaders were all found not guilty. We had a cop killer who had six prior felonies all dismissed, and he was an illegal alien. We have large-scale animal cruelty in East Lee County of illegal slaughterhouses that's not being prosecuted. But my opponent decided that the $670 raffle takes priority. And
it's unbelievable. You know, I had a situation with my 87-year-old father. He was extorted for his money, $100,000. I called FDLE, and you know what? Was done absolutely nothing, but they will go after you, an honest person, for $600. You know, so of course, it was done intentionally. You know, to maybe slow your roll, but it has only made you more of a popular candidate.
It did help because people are like, well, in the Kiwanis Club and the Rotary Club, we have 50-50 raffles. They do it all the time. I'm a Rotarian. And the question was, well, are we going to get prosecuted? No, of course not. Low-level 50-50 raffles are done all the time. And this is my big thing, is that we've got huge problems with violent crime in Southwest Florida. We have some disadvantaged neighborhoods that are just out of control. I mean, we got a place called Lehigh Acres, and violent crime is on the rise. We got a place called Dunbar, where they've got murders unsolved and drug shootings every night. There's a place called Golden Gate that has some really rough neighborhoods. But they go after me for a raffle. And part of the deal was that if I agreed to just take a plea, go into this diversion program, pay a fine, case gets dismissed in 3 months, they wouldn't go after the two nice ladies who put on the raffle. So I didn't mind. I mean, four and a half hours in the jail didn't kill me. So.
Yeah, you're a good
guy. And
is there anyone
we can go after, you know, we the people, when, you know, ICE had this killer, you know, they had him on hold since 2016. This guy's got six felonies. You know, he's an illegal. You know, where is the, where's the responsibility on the part of the state and the government? That's what I'm not seeing. That's what
ICE was doing their job. ICE was all ready to deport him, but ICE doesn't deport him until he's first convicted of a felony. And the problem with Wisner Desmarais, is throughout the last 8 years, he kept picking up felonies in the state attorney's office, the local prosecutor's office, kept dropping them. You just can't deport someone because they're arrested. They have to be convicted. And the state attorneys kept dropping six cases. He actually had 26 arrests, but he had six felony cases, and ICE was ready to deport him in 2016, but when the state dropped the case, ICE said, we don't have a conviction, we can't deport him and let him go. And then
why did they drop the felony charges? I don't get it.
In a couple cases, they said because he had mental problems. Well, if he had mental problems, then make a motion to commit him to a mental facility indefinitely. Two times the cops made the arrest, but the state, see, the state attorney, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're charged. And the state attorney's office drops about 61% of the cases from arrest. We looked at all the cases from, the conviction rate at the 20th Judicial Circuit, Steve Russell and Amira Dejani Fox, their conviction rate is 39%. And the other 61% of the cases they drop. And I've had about 50 different cops and deputies and detectives complain to me, look, we make the arrest, but then the state attorney's office doesn't pursue it. And it's been a big problem here with the 39% conviction rate. Huge.
Right. Yeah. I guess obviously they don't want to put in the work, you know, to
They like to pick and choose. You know, they like to go after the cases they think they can win. And even that, they don't do a good job. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you think Steve Russell is retiring and not running, is staying in his position?
He's been there 44 years.
Has he really? Oh, my goodness.
Well, only 16 as state attorney. But, I mean, he's been 16 as state attorney, and then he was an assistant state attorney before that. And after 40 years, I mean, he really effectively retired. He kind of checked out about 5 years ago and lets his staff run the office.
Yeah.
You're making $160,000 a year to work maybe 20 hours a week.
Sounds good.
The other question I have is, I was reading, I don't know if this is correct or not, but she, Amira, used to work at the Lee County State Attorney Office, and I read that they asked her to resign. Is that true?
Back in 2002, Steve Russell won in an upset 16 years ago, and Amira was tied into the guy who lost, and Steve did fire her back in 2002 because she was too tied in. Back in 2002, yes.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
She denied it, but she worked there, and then suddenly she was gone. So, yeah. And then she was gone for 10 years, and then she came back. There was a backroom deal. Amira was going to challenge Steve Russell. Amira Dejani Fox was going to challenge Steve Russell 4 years ago, and he promised her if Amira Dejani Fox didn't run against Steve Russell, then he would groom her to take his place. And so she came back on board about 6 years ago with the state attorney's office. He made her chief deputy, and now he's pushing hard that she take his place at the state attorney's office.
My biggest issue with her, and I saw the, I don't know if it's Laura Loomer, the reporter.
Laura Loomer.
She tried to question her regarding her father's book, and she dodged that question. And it seems like even with this legislative Florida family action, like everybody was asked about their values, she didn't even answer. It was non-applicable.
No.
She didn't answer the questions. She's not answering anything about this book that's tied to her father, which I bought the book and I read the book. And as a Christian, I'll just say I found it deeply offensive. You know, I felt hated. I felt hated as a Christian. And, I mean, she's not answering to anything. So, like, I don't know who she is. I don't think anyone else knows who she is because she hasn't told us. Is that your opinion, too?
Yes, the book is called From Palestine to America, and it was written by Amira's dad, Tahir Dejani. And it's a radical pro-PLO, anti-U.S., anti-Israel, anti-Jewish book. And I challenged Amira back in June because the book is dedicated to Amira Dejani Fox. And I challenged her to renounce this book, denounce it. Say, hey, I love my father, but I do not agree with his book. And she wouldn't do it. And then a journalist, Laura Loomer, who's big on Twitter, she's only 25, confronted Amira Dejani Fox just about 5 days ago at a local Republican meeting up in Charlotte County. And Amira started threatening Laura Loomer. Amira Fox, Amira Dejani Fox, said, if you record me, that's a felony. Well, this is an open public meeting, and she's a candidate for office, so that was a lie. And then Amira started screaming at the chairman of the West Charlotte Republican Club to have her thrown out, and he did. And she didn't answer the questions about the book. The Laura Loomer, who's just a skinny 25-year-old female, said, what are your views on this book? Do you agree with it? And Amira had her thrown out. Amira's husband tries to grab her cell phone that's recording, and Amira Dajani Fox threatened this journalist with a felony for recording. I'm running for office. Reporters come up to me all the time and record me. It's part of running for office. When you're in a public area, there's no expectation of privacy. And Loomer's video, which is all over the social media, really shows you what Amira Fox is all about. She hates to talk to reporters. She threatens them. And she won't answer tough questions about this clearly anti-Semitic book.
Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
the
Kelly.
Book, it shows, for the Dajani family, and if you actually read and you look up the Dajani family, they go way back, and they believe, the Dajani family believes, whether it's correct or not, I don't know, that they were the original the Canaanites in the Bible that inhabited the land that was taken from the Israelites. And there's kind of been a war ever since over that land. And we're still going, we're still dealing with that today, whether or not we want to divide Israel and everything. And I have, as a Christian,
sure,
always follow the news. And so for me to read that this family, believes that that's their land, and this is the war we're facing right now. And, then to find out that her brother, admittedly in the book, was an executive something for the PLO. And I asked a good friend is a history professor. So I said, I'm looking at the PLO. Can you tell me, is that, that's terrorism, right? She said, yes, Kelly, it is. A lot of the terrorists were from Saudi Arabia, and from the places that this family and, part of the PLO. And then I also found out, I was just telling you before, that in the book it talks about the sister working for the Islam Saudi Academy, and there's already been somebody arrested, a student arrested, because he tried to assassinate George Bush, and he was arrested, and that he was a student of that school where her sister works. And,
wow,
a lot of people are upset about this school, and her family, her sister has ties to the school. She can't undo herself from this culture, because you read this book, it's all about culture. It's all about being tied to your roots and how important,
yep,
that is. And I can tell when they're asking her the question, she doesn't want to answer, because it's, she would be denying her God. And, I have nothing against Muslim people, but if they're tied to terrorist groups, I'm concerned.
I honestly, nobody knows, or I don't know what Amira Fox's religion is. I really don't care. But when you have open family ties to a terrorist group,
mm-hmm,
come on. I mean, even Barack Obama, he renounced and distanced himself clearly from the Reverend Wright. Amira
Right.
Fox won't do it. She will not distance herself from her father. Matter of fact, she took $1,000 for her campaign, and she will not denounce the book. She won't say, I disagree with the book. And that's what Laura Loomer did about 4 or 5 nights ago. She confronted.
And people just want to know.
Yeah, and a lot of local journalists just don't want to ask these questions. They're very timid. So this national journalist who really works a lot on Twitter, she's been on Fox News, Laura Loomer, just went forward and asked the tough questions. And
right, and
Amira Fox.
You know what, Chris, sorry to interrupt you, but
one
of my best friends from New York, she's Muslim, but the thing is that if you have ties to terrorism, that ends everything. My friend in New York, she's Muslim, but she celebrates Christmas. She was born in Pakistan. Her children were born here. But if you have ties to terrorism, whatever religion you are, that ends everything, because that is wrong.
And if you, I mean, if she has no guilt or no association or nothing to worry about, she should have come up and said, look, you're full of you-know-what. I'm honest. I have no ties to terrorism. Period, the end. But she said nothing. She said nothing. And that's suspicious.
She, actually, Amira Dajani Fox threatened Laura Roemer with a felony arrest. And that's what, you know, if you keep filming
right.
me,
that's
a felony. That's crazy. And
yeah,
and this is why I want to change the state attorney's office. We've had a lot of problems with the local state attorney's office, big time. And
right,
it's,
you know that.
You think of it as the DA's office, the district attorney's office. I don't know why, but it was Amira Fox's call. There were these huge slaughterhouses, illegal slaughterhouses in East Lee County, and Amira Fox won't prosecute them. And they're selling horse meat, and they're breeding fighting dogs, and
Chris, I didn't know that you were so pro-animal and against, you know, things like that. And it's only knowing this has made me love you more and more. Because no one,
thank you.
You know what? But it's the truth. No one really speaks about it. And it's wrong. You know, the rooster fights, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
And no one talks about it. And honestly, another plus. And as I don't know if I said it, but again, we tried to invite Amira Fox on the show. We
really?
We could not even locate a phone number for her for her campaign office.
And they
we
wouldn't
couldn't
give
even
it
get
to
a phone
state
number.
Attorney. Yeah, you know, we called the state attorney and we asked, but maybe they can't.
There's a local radio show host who asked for us to debate. Trey Radel, he's the former congressman, and
right,
Amira Fox.
Him, yes,
she Amira Dajani Fox would not debate me on a radio show. We had to appear separately. I appeared last Monday. She appeared on Friday. She really doesn't like tough questions, as you can tell, and she really doesn't like debates. We've had a lot of forums, but those aren't really debates. I said, let's do a live radio debate for a full hour. She wouldn't do it. And Trey Radel even admitted to it. And he had me on for a half hour on Monday, and then she came on for about 20 minutes on Friday. And it's because there's a lot of tough questions, not just about the PLO and her father's book and those ties, but there's a lot of problems with local crime. Gang racketeers being found not guilty, cop killers who had six prior felonies. The state attorney's office shied away from two different murder cases where they refused to bring the killer of a young 30-year-old guy down in Estero, Florida. They refused to bring that to a grand jury, even though he was unarmed and the guy who had the gun chased him down and shot him. And then Amira Fox said, well, that's stand your ground. Well, you don't leave your house, chase a guy down a block, and shoot him and call it stand your ground. That was the Ryan Modell case. Matthew Walker case, where Amira Fox sabotaged the grand jury and tinkered with it and told them not to indict. You're never supposed to tell the grand jury what to do. You're just supposed to present the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we had this really great group. They work in Florida called the Animal Recovery Mission, and ARM, as they call themselves. ARM goes undercover at illegal slaughterhouses and, you know, illegal farms that are that aren't treating animals right. Look, I love meat. I'm not a vegan. I eat eggs. I drink milk. But, you know, you got to do it humanely. And this group, the Animal Recovery Mission, which is a great group, they're based out of, West Palm Beach. And they went in and did an undercover mission on these illegal slaughterhouses. They documented all the animal torture, the breeding fighting dogs, the illegally selling horse meat. In Florida, it's a felony to sell horse meat for human consumption. These slaughterhouses in East Lee County were doing all of this. ARM went in, did undercover, an undercover operation, filmed it all. But then there was a there was a disagreement with the sheriff's office, because the sheriff's office felt like their egos were bruised, and that ARM should have told them what they were doing. And because the sheriff's office had this disagreement, really it was about egos, with the animal recovery mission, the state attorney's office decided not to file charges. And the videos are pretty horrific. They're all on the Animal Recovery Mission website. And it was Amira Fox's decision not to prosecute large-scale animal cruelty. And the result is that Lee County has become the animal cruelty capital of Florida.
Ay, ay, ay. You know?
Yeah, it's not, a big not, mess.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because the senator, I actually was in litigation in Collier County against a senator, a Florida senator, and he is connected to Cal Maine Farms, and ARM went into his farms undercover, brought in, televised everything that was going on. There were millions of cockroaches infesting the chickens, and this was the first ever felony chicken abuse, because the workers were abusing these chickens that were living in cages on top of each other, filled with feces and cockroaches. These are the eggs we're eating. And no charges were brought other than the felony, you know, abuse, which is great, because I don't think they said that ever happened before. But there's way more that needs to be done, and I don't think Florida's doing enough. I mean, clearly
they're not.
Florida, you know,
Florida's divided up in the prosecutor's office 20 different circuits, and Southwest Florida is the 20th circuit, and 15 other circuits. ARM worked with local prosecutors to get convictions. Out in Okeechobee, they effectively shut down a dairy farm where they were really abusing the cows with flamethrowers. And the farm lost its contract with Public, you know, hit them in the pocketbook. ARM has worked with 15 other local prosecutors' offices. But Amira Dajani Fox and Steve Russell won't work with ARM in the 20th Circuit. I don't know if they're getting paid off. It's just that shying away from tough cases. The state attorney's office constantly shies. Any case is just slightly controversial. They don't want to do it. And that's been a recurring problem at the state attorney's office here in Southwest Florida.
Yeah, it's business as usual. And that's not good. That's why we need you to be elected tomorrow, because the 20th Circuit has done enough harm, whether it's to animals or to innocent, you know, constituents, people who live here.
Sure.
We can't have this. And they're unapproachable. No one will talk to anyone. It's almost like they're above the law. You can't even talk to any of these politicians. You know, where it's different
There's,
with you.
Yep.
You're so approachable.
There's a good old boy
honestly,
system.
There is.
If you know the right attorney, the right defense attorney who's connected to the state attorney, you can get off with a slap in the wrist. We had a double rapist at Florida Gulf Coast University. He had raped two women and beat up a third. He knew the right attorney who was connected to Amira Fox, has given her campaign money. He ended up getting probation. And this is the problem we have. If you know the right attorney, it's a very corrupt system in Southwest Florida. I call it the good old boys swamp of downtown Fort Myers. And unfortunately, there's justice for you and me, and there's justice for the politically connected. And I'm really hoping to change that tomorrow. I'm almost shocked that you say tomorrow, because I've been campaigning for a year and a half.
To us, you know, to a lot of us who've been really hurt by the 20th, we like to say that it's organized crime, because everyone is in cahoots, you know?
I think people are aware of it. I've been on some radio shows. I'm on your show, some of the newspapers. It's changing. Because so many people have moved down here, so many transplants, people who don't owe the good old boy system a thing. And I'm getting great reactions. You know, we collected 8,000 signatures to get on the ballot. the local newspapers aren't as controlled by the good old boy system as much. The local TV stations are.
Yeah. I always say in Naples, you know, with the Naples Daily News, if it's not about pineapples and dolphins, they won't print it. But things are changing a bit.
Slowly.
Which is good. Slowly, but, you know, surely. And thanks to people like you running for office, it's only going to get better.
And we've had great luck on social media. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I've got a website, Crowley2018.com. You really can get a lot of information out, even when the local newspaper ignores you. You can put up a video talking about crime and what you want to do and corruption, and you can get 4,000 or 5,000 people to watch your video. It really is a great part of democracy and a great way to campaign.
Yeah, it's a different world. You know, it really is a different world with the internet. You really can connect, mm-hmm. which is a great thing.
I know he can't be on too long to have callers.
Right.
Sure. I've used my time.
Well, no, I know we, because we do have callers. I think I can see them, right?
Right. Do you want to go ahead and bring them on?
Yeah. Yeah, if we could.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and connect the 786 number. 786, you have a question or a comment?
That's me, Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Do you have a question or comment for Chris Crowley?
I sure do. Chris, how do you feel about elder abuse in isolation?
It's a problem. It is. There's new statutes, though, that have made it a lot tougher.
What is that?
So, there's
what
some new
that?
Statutes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the number of the statute, but there's some new statutes on that. Sometimes elder abuse is just simply theft. Sometimes it's exploitation. It depends. But, yeah, that's been an issue. I wouldn't mind the state attorney. The state attorney's office kind of shies away from white-collar crime. I wouldn't mind seeing more of it prosecuted.
Good.
Fantastic to hear. That's phenomenal.
That is so good, because we've all been victims of seeing our parents being exploited and abused.
Sure.
And isolated. And I have a case right now with my mom that she's mentally she's got Alzheimer's and dementia. And
Marcy, it's out of Glades County, right?
Yes, this is in Moorhaven in Glades County courts. Yes, it's been in the past 2 years, I've only been able to see my mom a total of like 18 times. She's only been allowed to visit twice. And it's been a problem, and these people are still getting away with it. Even though I just had a win last week because I've been going pro se. But this is something that is a passion of mine. It's a passion of all of us. And I believe that I'm going to continue to try to protect our elders and advocate till the rest of my life. It's my life journey now. And I would certainly like to see someone like you putting some effort into this, because these are our parents. They can't defend themselves. They can't think clearly. You know, like my mom, she's 94. She's fallen. She's been giving for Xanax, and nothing has been done. No matter, the abuse continues, and it's just so heartbreaking. And there's now over 7,000 cases in Florida alone. And this should not be happening. We are all going to get there at one point or another. And how scary is that for our parents at the end of their lives, that they can be – they just don't get it. She keeps saying in court, I want to see my daughter. I love my daughter. And she's just simply not capable of remembering. And nothing is being done. It's so very sad. So I would really hope that you would be that you win tomorrow, and I'm going to make sure that I share you in Facebook. I have over 5,000 people, and any
that's
help
great.
That I can give you.
Well,
and he's
tell your
us,
friends
you know,
that would be the where
the
are right. you living the 20th?
Well,
20th,
my
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my name is Marcy Friedman, and my mother's name is Lilia Martinez, and
okay.
she's living in La Belle now. The court just appointed her a court-appointed attorney, so this mm-hmm. is a this I hope will be a good thing for my mom.
And yeah, Marcy, make
thank
sure
you
share them all over your Facebook pages. I'm sharing right now as we speak, so make sure everybody
please.
Does this. Please.
Oh yeah, I'm very
just
happy.
Tell your
to
friends. I used to
tell
prosecute out in La Belle. I worked in three different counties of the five county circuit, and I did work out in La Belle for about a year.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a little
I
country out
of
there, but it's a nice area.
Right.
Well, yeah, my mother is just very very sad. Well, you know, things happen for a reason. And I quote
Marcy, going in and out.
Marcy? What's that? Yes, I'm here.
Okay, your phone's fading in and out.
Oh, is
that better?
Can I quote that to please vote for you, that you care for our elders?
Please do. Please do.
This is
right.
just not about my mom now. It's about we're all a family that have been victimized. So
office. So he,
what's
you
that?
Because we've talked to him before, you know, and it's not a lot he can do now. But if he can get in office, so but
sure.
then
yeah.
is short. World, you know.
So everybody start sharing him in every direction on Facebook, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to take in another call right now. Marcy, we're
sure.
going to take
a thank you. I'm going to share you right now.
Okay. Great, thank you.
We love you.
Thank
you.
We
welcome.
Thank you
we
so
got
much, Marcy.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the good works, guys.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
Good night, Marcy.
Good night. Thanks for calling.
On. I'm going to still stay on. I'm going to share you now.
Okay. Thanks, Marcy, for calling in. 843, you have a question or a comment? Area code?
Hey, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Craig, calling from South Carolina. I just wanted to chime in here with you and just tell you our thoughts and prayers are with you, that everything goes well with you for tomorrow and in the election. And basically, if Steve Russell is out there listening, and I hope he is, if not, Amira Fox, if he's backing her, I want to give him a little reminder that I think that the audience would like to hear, and that is a case down in Collier County, Florida, in 2012, where an attorney down there took his 15-year-old daughter, tied her up with police ties for 4 hours, and shocked her with a million-watt taser. Steve Russell ignored the whole thing. I have emails in connection with Steve Russell regarding this case, where he acted like he did not know what was going on and completely let this man off. And then in 2017, he got arrested again for abuse, and he is an attorney down in Collier County, and Steve Russell let him go again. And guess what? I hope Steve Russell enjoys his retirement, because he's going to be looking over his shoulder the rest of his life.
Wow.
I'll leave you with that. And anyway, best of luck
thank
to you, Chris.
Thank you for calling
thank
me because
you.
I was – and this his wife wrote a book, actually, and she was the only American that was granted temporary asylum as a U.S. citizen. You know, she had to run from her own country from persecution out of Collier County. This is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Does anyone could just for one moment imagine someone holding a taser in front of you and using it while your hands are bound and your feet are bound? If that person is not held to criminal charges, then I'm sorry. I think the state attorney should be charged. I'm sorry. You know, then he goes on and does it again. This is unacceptable. You know, and mm-hmm. thank you so much, Craig, for calling and for standing by your wife and for being an amazing man. And, you know, I'm disgusted, and that's why we have to get Chris in. We need change. Thank you so much for calling.
Hillary, I have you back with us.
Thank you, Luann.
She fell off, but I got her back on. We also have another caller at 239 number. We're going to go ahead and bring in another caller. 239? 239, you're live on the air. You have a question or a comment?
Hi, this is Denise.
Pardon?
I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, awesome.
Denise Zella.
Thank you.
Hi, how
Thanks.
Are you?
What's going on?
Good, how are you? I just want to say to Chris, good luck tomorrow, and I'm with you all the way. And I asked everybody that knows me, if they cared for my parents, to vote for you, Chris.
Thank you.
Because my parents went through the elder abuse and the guardianship. We lost millions of dollars. And it's just a horrible thing that's going on in Collier County. And I trust in you, Chris, to help us out.
Great. Thank you.
I know you can do it. Okay, dear.
Okay.
Good luck to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye, girl. Thank you.
I have her number. I have her number down if you guys want to call her after the show. You want to
okay.
keep those people
yeah,
out.
We know Denise very well.
Right. Good. And Chris, I wanted to ask you a question. Do you know a lot about the guardianship abuse that's going on all over Calgary County, and especially it's the whole nation that's going on? Have you heard much about
it? I've heard
that?
About it. One lady mm-hmm. keeps emailing me saying there's going to be a big investigation, that there's large-scale corruption. I've just seen some emails from one woman whose name I don't recall right now who
okay.
says that it's large-scale abuse and something's going on that's crooked, from what I understand.
Right.
Yeah,
we have told we were told that there are investigations and even possibly into the state attorney's office, you know, with
okay.
maybe that why people stepped down. I mean, we can only speculate, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's
absolutely
so much going on that it's just kind of being blown wide open right now. And
we
mm-hmm.
hope. Yeah, it is. Yeah. As I
we
said,
had 12 years of abuse.
Right, right.
12 years of abuse.
Right. My dad in 6 months is out of $100,000, his self-respect, and he hasn't left the house in over 2 months because he's afraid of the 20th Circuit Court putting him in guardianship. So there is huge corruption. And I know that Amira Fox, wasn't she married to a judge, Chris?
Yeah, a county court judge, her first husband.
Right.
We
kind
of. And her husband used to work for Clay County Police, and I think somebody said something that he had to leave for something. I don't know if you know anything about that.
He was mentally stressed. I think he left because he was mentally stressed at work. That's what I was told.
Mentally
right.
stressed.
Needless to say, we need you in office to help everyone in the 20th Circuit, whether it's animals that are being abused that can't speak for themselves, elderly people who can't speak for themselves, and just everyone. You have got to take this office tomorrow. And again, we really, really are so glad that you're running for office, and we support
okay.
you more than you'll ever know.
I'm glad to hear it. Thank you.
Awesome. I'm watching your video now as we're on Facebook Live.
Sure. I do think we can change it. I mean, we've just had so many positive comments, so many likes on Facebook, so many views of videos. Things are cutting our way out. You know, it just feels great. People stopping me on the street and saying, hey, I voted for you. Well, like, I believe half the people have already voted, roughly, with early voting and absentees.
But
there's
know,
still
like,
half tomorrow.
Well, Chris, will it be tomorrow night that you'll know if you win or not?
7 o'clock tomorrow night, yes. So,
okay,
yeah.
Good. My fingers are crossed, and I'm going to let the girls let us know, and we'll also air it on the next radio shows too. So I'm hoping that everything goes well for you.
Sure, I hope it will. I just wanted to put in that I do think if we can train the prosecutors better, and we can work close with law enforcement, we can get better results. It's something I've been campaigning on. I just don't want to come on here and trash my opponent. We really need better training of the prosecutors. And one problem they have now is they don't work closely with the cops. And I'd really like to see the state attorney's office work a lot closer with law enforcement. And I think the number one thing, honestly, I'm going to try to do is tougher sentences for repeat offenders, because that's a huge problem. A lot of times the courthouse becomes a revolving door. You know, you see these frequent flyers. And if it's your fourth or fifth felony, you need to go to prison. You really do.
I think we have more callers, right, Luann?
Great.
Right. No, but if you want to call in, the number I'm going to give you right now is the number you can call in for a question or a comment. And you dial 845-241-9962. And again, that's 845-241-9962. And you press a 1, and they'll let me know that you want to speak live on the air with the Warriors and Whistleblowers and also Chris Crowley. So if you want to call in, go ahead and do that now. Okay. We do have one call that just came in. We're going to bring him live. 239? Hello.
Hey, Chris. Hi, ladies. It's Terry.
Hey, Terry. How you doing?
Hi, Terry. I'm doing good. We're going to take
this home. Terry John?
That's me, baby.
Okay.
We have to get Chris in there, girls. We just have to. I have just lived the past year a total nightmare of corruption because of Amira Fox. And as far as that comment went a few minutes ago about Judge Sweat, her ex-husband, being mentally stressed, apparently he was mentally stressed the day that I was on trial. We have an opioid epidemic in Lee County that we need to get control of.
Was she in charge of your case, Amira?
Yes,
Fox?
He was.
He was or she was?
He was.
He was.
That's her. That's her first husband.
That's her
second
first
husband. Her second one is the one who has the mental stress issues.
But the thing of it is, with Terry's case, there was no evidence for that Terry did anything wrong, which is the case of so many victims out of Collier County who are being thrown in jail. The husband of Julie just came on. She was thrown in jail for 15 weekends, you know, and she was able to get asylum in England, at least temporarily. And the Secretary of State, which is so crazy, it was Hillary Clinton at the time, she was reading through the documents and she said, this doesn't happen in America, but it does happen in America. It's happening. You know, people are being thrown in jail, and Chris was thrown in jail. And nobody should be thrown in jail for trumped up charges or whatever, but it's what's going on right now. The corruption is out of control, and people need to know we're number two for identity theft. Out of every city, county, there's 30,000 in the United States. We're number two. So how is this happening? You know, how are we number one for fraud as a state? And I know, Terry, I know your story, and I looked into your story, and I'm astounded at what they put you through and your daughter. And
that's,
I'm just glad you're still standing.
This is
ruined, you know,
my life.
Oh, me too. You know,
and I hope that for a woman in New England, I hope that she does the same thing I am going to do, because I am filing a civil rights lawsuit. My daughters and my rights were violated several different ways, ethics violations, and even more prosecutorial violations.
And there are already victims out of the 20.
I got 30 days in jail for a crime I did not even commit. And there was no evidence, and no victim was ever in the courtroom in all those trips to the courtroom last year. But the rapist gets off.
Yeah, and this is a problem about misplaced priorities at the state attorney's office. Just to be clear, I want to throw in prison really bad people who are on their fourth and fifth felony, violent criminals, but often at the state attorney's office, the priority becomes minor cases, nonviolent cases, raffles. Recently, there was a guy they prosecuted for pulling weeds out of a lake. That made the papers very recently.
That was just over the weekend in Marco.
Yeah. They arrested a guy and prosecuted him for pulling weeds out of a lake. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm not sure what it was, but it seems like me it's pretty stupid. He got arrested for pulling weeds out of a lake. And
But where's your Desmarais was set free to kill a cop?
Yep. That Desmarais had six prior felonies, mostly burglaries. And he would have been deported, back in 2016, but they dropped it again. And then 3 weeks ago, he gets in a scuffle with a cop. He grabs the officer's gun and kills him. And we could have, this guy was not a U.S. citizen. We could have deported him back in 2016 and been rid of him.
They dropped the ball on that twice, too.
It's a question of management and resources, and they don't train the prosecutors very well. They don't teach you in law school how to try a case or how to manage a docket. And they're very big at just throwing the prosecutors over into court, not knowing what they're doing. And they often prosecute the cases they shouldn't and end up giving sweetheart deals and light sentences on the cases they should be taking to trial.
Just like they did with Ryan Modell's killer. Turned him around and put him right out the door, and he chased that man down the street and shot him in the back.
Wink News, the local TV, won an Emmy Award for that investigation. It was pretty bad. Ryan Modell knocked on the wrong door of a house, and then got into an argument with the homeowner. The homeowner left the house, chased Ryan Modell down two houses, and then shot and killed Ryan Modell. And Ryan Modell was unarmed. And the state attorney's office, Amira Dejani Fox, she called that stand your ground. It's not stand your ground. Stand your ground means you actually have to stand in one place.
That was cold-blooded murder.
And it should – well, what you do with a case like that is you take it to a grand jury and you let a panel of citizens decide. But they didn't do that. They just decided they wouldn't even bring it to a grand jury. And Sandy Modell, Ryan's father, has called me and helped me out with this campaign. And I can still bring it to a grand jury when I'm state attorney. And that's what I plan to do. Let a panel of citizens decide. Maybe they'll rule it was stand your ground, but they probably won't. It was probably manslaughter. Okay.
To the Supreme Court. This is what, this type of stuff has gone to the Supreme Court with the case over here in Pinellas, the stand ground. I mean, there's so many people pissed off that we're using it as an excuse for murder. And I think the Supreme Court over here in Florida is getting involved because we obviously need to make changes with the stand ground law. You know, it's being overused, and used in
sometimes it's
situation.
What you need to do first, though, is bring it to a grand jury, and if the defendant chooses to testify or the suspect and he wants to tell a panel of citizens that, he stood his ground, sometimes the grand jury won't indict. But with the Ryan Modell case, they wouldn't even bring it to a grand jury, and that was just wrong because there were a lot of questions. The suspect's name was actually James Taylor, and it's really fishy when he claims stand your ground when he left his house and chased after the guy and shot and killed him. That's not stand your ground. That's called manslaughter or murder.
After his wife lied to the 911 dispatcher and said that he didn't leave the house.
Correct. Okay. It was just really a strange case, to say the least. Okay.
I wanted to ask you because I know there's a group that's backing you. I don't know, it's just stuff you read online, that maybe they're throwing too many felonies for marijuana. Like a lot of people, I know because I see a lot of it in the court dockets, that a lot of people are they going to jail? Are they you know.
There's a guy named Andy Sheets with Cop Watch. He's a little extreme at times.
Okay.
But,
he was saying all kinds of stuff on his website.
Well, he likes me because he agrees that you shouldn't go to jail for being caught with one joint. And I agree. We have diversion programs for that, pay a fine. A lot of times the Charlotte County Sheriff will throw everyone in jail for being caught with a joint. And that's a misdemeanor. And if you're just caught with a small amount of marijuana in Florida, the cops can give you a notice to appear in court. But a lot of times the sheriff of Charlotte County likes to arrest everybody. And I do agree with Andy Sheets.
He's got the biggest ego.
Yeah, at times it is. And I told Andy I'd talk with the sheriff and ask him not to arrest everyone caught with a joint. Hey, the cop can take the joint from you and give you a notice to appear in court. But a lot of from what I'm told up in Charlotte County, Punta Gorda, you're caught with one joint, you're going to jail, which is I don't know if that's a good idea. The jails are already overcrowded. I mean, you're caught with bushels of marijuana or cocaine, yeah, you should go to jail. But if you're caught with one joint, they can do it with a notice to appear. And Andy Sheets is...
you have to do for that because that involves the kingpin.
Yeah, it depends on the case. You know, like I said, my priority, God willing, if I'm elected tomorrow, will be violent crime and repeat offenders in the murder cases and the animal cruelty cases. But sometimes, the sheriff's office and the state attorney's office, they don't go after the right cases, and they refuse to take on the tough cases. And
it's a failure of communication. They will not work together.
It's a failure of management, too. So that's all.
Well, the as the old phrase goes, an employee can only be as good as their manager.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, because there are a lot of hardworking people at the state attorney's office, but the rank and file I don't have a problem with. I just have a problem with the people at the top, and I'd like to make some changes in management.
All right, ladies, we're at the 2-minute mark, almost the 2-minute mark. So, however you want to close this up. Go ahead and do that. 2 minutes.
I just like to say, Chris, we are grateful for you coming on the show. And the more I listen to you and speak to you, you are the man for the job. And I am so grateful that you are running. And again, all systems go. You will be elected tomorrow. And thank you so much for coming on our show.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
And I just want to say, you know, it just seems to me it's an easy choice. We have, you know, he served in the Gulf War. You know, he served this country. He can serve the 20th District. And, you know, I'm, of course, you know, my heart belongs to God. So I'm concerned as a Christian. And I think we all should be concerned. I mean, we in the state of Florida, you know, we just passed a law that in all schools, every child will look up and see In God We Trust. And that's what this country was founded on, those principles and those values. It's not about religion. It's not, are you Catholic? Are you Muslim? It's about the values of loving people, you know, not anything about hate, but just loving everybody. And you know, we need to make this state a better state. And that's why, you know, I'm voting for Chris, and I'm asking others to do the same. And he's got a big following.
Definitely.
And he's
definitely.
It's the David and Goliath, because she's got more money. She's being backed by, you know, powerful people. But
she's
the attacks and everything else are pathetic.
But David won that battle. I'm not a biblical expert, but David won that battle. So.
And that's what we're hoping, you know, just that. That's, you know, people just turn out, and we want a lot of people out there, you know, when people are going into the polling places just to say, hey, vote for Crowley. You know, we need people standing out there. So,
wow.
Is there anything we can do in the next day? Is there anything we can do to help you in the next day?
Tell their friends, put it on Facebook, email their friends. My website is Crowley2018. Basically, a lot of word of mouth. At this point, that's all I can do. word of mouth and, right. and social media, you know?
You got it.
Things are looking great. Baget, thank you for having me on the show. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you
for
coming. Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Thank you. Chris Crowley.
Vote for Chris Crowley. Everybody, that was Sherman Worley at the end singing the song My Last Regret. Good night, everybody.